This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now more than 200,000 confirmed corona cases worldwide, and U.S. President Trump is taking extraordinary steps to fight the American outbreak, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Among other things, the president's invoking an act giving him broad authorities to push private companies toward developing essential goods during a national crisis, in this case, masks and ventilators. At the same time, Congress has approved one financial aid package and is working on another massive one that could hit $1 trillion. As the markets took another beating, the president's dismissing his own Treasury chief's talk that domestic unemployment could hit 20%.
No, I don't agree. That's an absolute total worst case scenario.
Defiantly promising the U.S. will win what he calls a war against an invisible enemy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain announced Wednesday it would close schools in the coming days and place 20,000 troops on standby in efforts to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the death toll topped 100 people there. Prime Minister Boris Johnson held off following the lead of other European countries because of the impact it would have on the workplace. He emphasized the country needs schools to make provisions for the children of key workers who would be otherwise forced to stay home, and that they will also need to look after the most vulnerable children.
This will mean that there will, of course, be far fewer children in the schools, and that will help us to slow the spread of the disease. And these measures are crucial to make sure that the, as I said, the critical parts of the economy keep functioning and public services keep functioning.
The Prime Minister also said the government will bring forward measures to protect private renters from eviction, and that government should do whatever it takes to support the workers throughout the coronavirus crisis. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization urges governments to implement a comprehensive, aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The World Health Organization says it is difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind the surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue spreading with relentless speed around the world. Lindemeyer explains many countries were unprepared to test, treat, and track those infected when the virus struck. He says many still lack the capacity to implement these important measures. He says the lack of medical equipment, tests, personnel, hospital beds, ventilators, and other essential items is a global problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson says he felt he had a moral obligation to meet with President Trump about the seriousness of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Tucker Carlson says he went to the president's Mar-a-Lago resort earlier this month to issue a blunt warning about the pandemic, which wasn't getting the attention and urgency he felt it deserved. Carlson tells Vanity Fair he started sounding the alarm on his show in late January and by March said, "People you know will get sick. Some may die." It was his wife who convinced him to speak directly to President Trump, who has changed his tone in recent days and stopped downplaying the spreading virus. Carlson has blasted lawmakers on both sides for minimizing what is clearly a very serious problem and not helping Americans take it seriously. I'm Jackie Quinn.
First Lady Melania Trump and top infectious disease specialist Anthony Fauci will take part in public service messages aimed at informing Americans about the coronavirus. The White House says it's joining with major media companies, digital platforms, and the Ad Council to share accurate and timely information directly to the American people. The public service campaign will direct people to coronavirus.gov, which includes centralized, updated information on the crisis. NBC Universal, Viacom, CBS, and Walt Disney Television Information are among the companies that are taking part in the effort to inform Americans about how to protect themselves and others from the virus. Two cruise ships that were turned away by other ports are now headed to Honolulu. Officials say that there are no positive cases of coronavirus right now on either vessel. Holland America Lines is scheduled to arrive Friday. The Norwegian Jewel is scheduled to arrive Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.